down to the hiring fair for to sell my labor. And I noticed a maid in the very next row, and hoped she'd be my neighbor. Imagine then my delight when the farmer picked us both. Though I spoke not a word on the cart to the farm, my heart beat in my throat. Lodging was dry and my master fair. I gave him full measure. Like corn in the field, my envy grew, for in his house was my treasure. I'd watch her carry water or drive cows from the byre. And the heat from the sun made the corn grow strong, with it my desire. Her lips, her eyes, her dark brown hair, the curves beneath her dress. When all this time it came at length, so heavy was our task, that the women and the men worked side by side, so I had her near at last. Between us passed, I cursed my tongue-tied youthfulness and hoped she'd hear my heart. When all was safely gathered in hand, we sat down to rest. My trembling fingers touched her arm, she placed them on her breast. and the first one of the year. Lord Arnold's wife came into the church, and the gospel she did hear. When the meeting it was done, she cast her eyes about, and there she spied little Mattie Rose walking through the crowd. So come home with me, little Mattie Rose, come home with me tonight. Come home with me, young Mattie Rose, and sleep with me tonight. Oh, I can't come home, and I won't go home, sleeping with you tonight. But by the rings on your fingers, I can see that you are my pastor's wife. And what if I am Lord Arnold's wife, and he is not at home? He's out in the far country, he's bringing a yearling's home. Said, swore that Arnold he would know before the sun did set. And in her hurry to carry her news, she bent to her breast and she ran. When she came to the broad mill stream, she took off her shoes and she swam. When he awoke, Lord Arnold was standing by his feet, saying, how do you like my feather bed? How do you like my sheets? And how do you like my lady wife, who lies in your arms asleep? Oh, well, I like your feather bed, better I like the sheets. Best of all, I like your lady wife, who lies in my arms asleep. Get up, get up, Lord Arnold cried, get up as quick as you can. Said in fair England that I slew a naked man. Oh, I can't get up, and I won't get up, I wouldn't get up for my life. When you have two long beaten swords, well, I not a pocket knife. It's true, I have two beaten swords, and they cost me deep in my purse. But you will let the better of them, and I will keep the worse. And you will strike me the very first blow, strike it like a man. I will strike the very next blow, and I'll kill you if I can. So Buddy struck the very first blow when he heard Lord Arnold's saw. The very next blow, and Mattie struck no more. And then he took his own dear wife, and he set her up on his knee, and said, who do you like the best of us now? You're dead, Mattie Rose, or me? And his own dear wife never heard her speak so free. I would rather one kiss from dead Mattie's lips than you annoy a finery. She was of noble kin.
To say that come the day we'd all be making songs or finding better words, but these ideas never lasted long. The way is up along the road, and the air is growing thin.
see all my friends. Meet on the ledge. We're gonna meet on the ledge. If you're really in it, it all comes round again.
We're gonna meet on the bed. isn't it nice to hear Fairport Convention again? Heavens, that's a bit noisy, isn't it?